Now joined by the head coach of the Gilman City Lady Hawks and Caitlin Oaf. The Lady Hawks played a couple of games last week, ran into a buzzsaw in the Trenton Lady Bulldogs at the Gallatin tournament on opening night. Came back, a much closer ball game, lost to Winston in the consolation semifinals. 49-30 was that final score. Have the week off until Friday. The Lady Hawks will host Pattonsburg on Friday night. That's going to be a couple of teams there that are going to be hungry to get an elusive victory here early in the season. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Let me do that here, and we'll be good to go. As far as the games go last week, let's start with the Trenton game, because we talked about how good Trenton is and how much of a test that that would be for your young team. What's kind of the major thing that you wanted your group to take out of a team, playing out of a team of Trenton's caliber?
Like I said, just experience and getting them to work the ball around with that kind of pressure. I mean, their defense was pretty tough, and learning how to move quickly on defense with that high-speed team.
How do you feel like your girls handled it overall?
They struggled quite a bit in the beginning, but they were slowly trying to figure it out, and I think they did better towards the end of the game.
So did you see that, and this is as a coach, when you play a team of that caliber, you hope it makes you better in the long run. Did you see the benefits of it when you played Winston?
Yes, you could tell that we were playing at a higher speed than we have been in the past.
So what were the things against Winston? As I said, that was 49-30, which to my mind, that indicates to me a competitive ball game. What were the things that you saw from your side against Winston that really put a smile on your face?
We played very well. We played very good defense that night. We were moving well. We were rotating as a team. We were finally working the ball around. We were finally getting an offense going and trying to get the ball inside to our big girls, and I think they did very well against Winston.
Against Winston, is it Sophie Pliley that's generally their go-to scorer coach?
Yes, that's who it is.
How did you do against her? What were the things that you were trying to do to slow her down?
We tried to slow her down at the three-point line. We just had someone chasing her around most of the night. She liked to transition, so if she got a loose ball, she was on the go for a layup, and I just told the girls they're going to have to get back and just try to stop her, and that's all you really can do.
So we're talking about defense and your ability to get after people a little bit and how playing Trenton helped you with that. Do you kind of feel like that's the strength of the team right now, your ability to move and get after people defensively?
Yes, that's our goal. I mean, defense is our first step for now.
So offensively, what are the things that you're working on trying to get more consistent there?
Just working together. Our spacing's a little weird right now, and we're just trying to get them to move as one and not get so clustered inside. And they're young, so they're trying to figure out where they are on the floor. They post or they guard, so right now they're trying to figure out what their strong suits are.
If I remember right, you were an assistant under Coach Clark on the bench last year, right?
Yes.
What did you learn? Because I asked you about playing under Coach Lynn and Coach Croy last week. What did you learn in your year being an assistant under Coach Clark that you took into this year?
Well, to stay calm, because that's one of my things I'm not very good at still. He just said to stay calm, and, sometimes you just got to let them play and let them figure it out, and sometimes it's not always what you can do. It's what they need to fight, what they need to do.
So when you get about a week, in fact, I think it was more than a week between Winston and Pattonsburg, to get the girls in the gym, get them some practice time, you don't want to, do you work on kind of the same things every day, or do you kind of, flip-flop into what you're working on? What's kind of been your plan to get them better here over the last week?
We do a lot of different things, but fundamentals are our main part, but we try to get a lot of shooting and a lot of ball handling, but, we sometimes just scrimmage the boys, try to get, that kind of intensity up. And
you kind of have a team that's young and you look big picture. You want to win now, but you also realize that you're trying to get this team better as quickly as possible, and maybe it happens next year, maybe it happens in February this year, and maybe you're looking at when the group is juniors and seniors that it happens then. Well, when you look at this group, Coach, where do you feel like their ceiling is if they kind of stick at it here for a while?
I think down the line they'll be a pretty solid team. If they just got to learn everything right now, and if once they get those fundamentals down and become more ball smart, I think life will be a lot easier for them in the long run.
We've also talked about, too, that there's such a huge difference between doing it in practice and doing it when it's happening fast and it's game mode and, your heart's beating faster and things like that. How difficult is that for them to make that transition from doing it in practice to doing it in the game?
It's been pretty tough, especially those freshmen coming up from junior high level up to varsity. It's been a complete game changer, but they're slowly figuring out. But they get the jitters in the beginning of the game, which we still need to get that out of the way, and then they're able to finally figure things out. And
what have you found out about Pattonsburg when you look at Friday night?
Well, you know, I feel like they're still a young team as well, but they have some pretty young freshmen that are still athletic, but they have some upperclassmen that might be a threat to us. But I think right now we're a pretty equal team compared to them.
Yeah, when you look at a game like that, you know, you got Pattonsburg, you got Union Star, and certainly those teams are different than the Trenton team that you saw last week. And you don't want to say, okay, this is a winnable game and this is going to be a tough game. But I think, you know, human nature is you kind of look at games like that too. You kind of sense that the girls have that mode of, we feel like we can get a couple of victories, we come out and play some decent ball here in the next two games?
Yes, I think they do have that, but I always tell them never underestimate a team, so I don't let them get, I don't let it go to their head too quick, because you never know who's ready to play that night and who's not.
So for Friday night against Pattonsburg, what are going to be the keys to a victory in your mind for your team, Coach?
I mean, we're just going to have to score the ball and play tough defense. I mean, that's the main point, is pressure those point guards as much as we can and try to get some fast layups.
That's the head coach of the Gilman City Lady Hawks and Caitlin Oaf. Here's the schedule coming up. Pattonsburg at Gilman City on Friday, at Union Star. That's going to be on Tuesday of next week. And next Thursday at Stuartsville. Winston at home then on Friday the 14th. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck to you and the Lady Hawks on Friday night against the Panthers.
Thank you.